Blog Talk Radio. Much love, everybody. How you doing? This is Wardell Podcast. This is because the sun has been covered up by clouds. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I tell you, and it's still 100 degrees outside. It's still 100 degrees. So, if the clouds weren't there, we'd be on fire probably, right? So, but anyway, guys, what's happening? I hope you guys are doing good. Hope all is well. This is Wardell Foster for Solo Record Radio. Man, oh man, I can't believe it's already hump day. The middle of the week, here we go. Rocking and rolling on Solo Records Radio. I can't believe it. Hey, I was wondering if, you know, yesterday, a couple things happened yesterday. One of the things that happened yesterday was I was interviewed by a radio station out of Chicago. And, Missouri. And it was a great interview. I just want to say thanks to Ginger Patterson for a great interview. I really appreciate it. Enjoyed talking to you, sweetheart. And, you know, and thank you for, you know, loving my music and playing it and really blessing me. I want you guys to know that, you know, she was very, very great in terms of, you know, just the kind of love and support an artist need. You know, I know I am a DJ and all that other stuff too, whatever you call it, radio personality, but my passion, and you know, I'm very much in love with music, period. And so I love all different parts of music, and radio is one part of it. Musicianship is another part, production and writing, and just great songs, great artists, and all the people that support artists. Those are all my passions. I'm passionate about those things. But when it comes down to instrumentation and songwriting, the songs are like they're like our babies, right? And so when you put your song out there and someone loves it and appreciates it, it's the feeling is just an amazing feeling, and it's a beautiful thing. And so I just want to say thank you to, you know, all the people that support. Well, maybe that'll be better. I'm being told it's hard to hear me. Hopefully that's better. But I'm just really blessed by all the people that support the music that that I've done throughout the years and the new music that I'm doing now. And it is a blessing. But like I said, it's real sensitive. Then I went on a radio show where they critique your music. And man, sometimes you just got to put yourself out there. And I put myself out there, and my heart was in my pocket. I tell you, I was getting beat up. But it ended up, I got a 7 out of 10 on my new single. And so I feel good about that. But you know, like the, you know, when people are saying, what's going on? And, you know, I mean, it's like, you know, you hear these people. So what's happening is that there's one producer that runs the whole show. And he's a songwriter producer, and then he has multiple people that are just listeners that chime in, and sometimes they'll just cut your head off. They don't care. They don't know you. They don't care about you. They just say how they feel, and you just got to take it, right? And so I was like, why did I put myself through that? Sometimes you got to check the temperature. You got to see where you are. You know, it's better to know where you are than to just wonder, right? So I just threw myself out there, and so 7 out of 10 is not bad, and I'm good with that. I 7 is my number, by the way. So, I'm wishing that I could promote this stuff in the UK, because the UK loves the stuff that we do all the time, and so we'll see what happens. I will make an effort to reach out to some of the DJs out there. But anyway, guys, it's just been another thing that's happened is my new audiobook just came out. So the audio part one, and the beat goes on part one, and then and the beat goes on part chapter two. Sorry, chapter one and chapter two. And so I would love for you to check those things out. And you could get that from my website, SolarRecordsRadio.com, SolarRecordsRadio.com, and just go into the shop or the store, whatever the tab says, and it'll be right there. Thanks to Tone for setting that up. And so I want you guys to go check it out, and I think it'll be just my story. And so if you're interested in what happens when a young man follows his dreams and all of a sudden, you know, he gets caught up in, you know, it's like jumping getting in the river when everything is okay and the water's not moving, then all of a sudden there's a current, undercurrent, and you have no control, and all of a sudden, you know, your career is just taking off and you're riding that wave and it just takes you places. And so that's what my story is kind of like. It's, you know, because one minute I said I wanted to do something, and that's why you have to be careful about what you ask for, because you might just get it, right? And so I did just get it, and thanks to Mr. Dick Griffey and Leon Silvers for blessing me with the opportunity to work with Solar Records. And so if you want, please go to SolarRecordsRadio.com and go to the shop, and you'll see the audiobook Chapter 1 and Chapter 2. And don't listen from it when you're downloading it. They're going to send you the link and then listen that way, because it'll cut off in the middle. And then you'll say, hey, it cut off. Yeah, don't. You know, they're going to send you the link. The website just sends you the link directly to your email, and then you can upload it, download it, put it where, you know, whatever devices you listen to yourself from and your audiobooks from. All right, so anyway, we started off the show with a little bit of Bob James and David Sanborn, and, you know, this is our blues indie jazz show here on Solar Records Radio. And so we're going to just kind of chill and have a good time together, right? So thank you guys so much for hanging out today. And this is a guy I grew up listening to. I wanted to be like him as well. There's a few drummers that really got my attention, jazz drummers, progressive jazz drummers. And one of them was Lenny White, and one of them was Billy Cobham. There's plenty others. But these two guys were, like, on the top of my list. I was crazy about these guys. And so I'm gonna play some of their music for you right now. This first one is going to be from Billy Cobham. It's called Spectrum. So y'all get ready, because it's getting ready to get crazy up here. And so here we go. And thank you so much. Most love to all the listeners around the world. I forgot to say that. Love you guys and appreciate you, and I hope you get good. I want to give a shout-out to Greg. Much love. Greg is getting better. Charlotte, we're praying for you still, sweetheart. And, everybody, you know, y'all know we've been praying for you guys. And Chloe's family, we're still praying for Chloe's family. So, anyway, come on, guys. Let's keep looking out for each other, all right? All right, here we go with Spectrum from Billy Cobham on Solar Records Radio. God bless you. And we're going to enjoy this Inez Day on Solar Records Radio. Let's go. All right, so check 1, 2, 3. I'm trying to make sure everything is working. I want to make sure my mics are working. I'm trying to do this. I got to get it done. Like my friend Tony said, you got to do it. You got to jump in and just swim. And so that's what I'm doing. This is Indie Jazz Day here. Every Wednesday on Soul Eye Records Radio, we do an indie blues and all that jazz show. And so, you know, I'm just having a good time. I want to make sure that you subscribe to the channel. Let me see here. I am on YouTube, and I think that's my boss, Greg. The mic. Okay, Mike. Thank you so much. Oh, man. So Chloe's funeral is today. So we want to make sure that we keep Chloe and her family in prayers. Beautiful young lady that something, we don't know what happened. She's a very, very, very young, you know, early 20s, and she's gone. And so, you know, we're going to pray for her family. And, you know, right when her life was supposed to take off, and you know, like we most of us have done, you know, we got in our 20s, and then, bam, we were gone away from mom and dad and doing life. And, you know, for her, it kind of took a bad turn. And so, see, that's why I always tell you guys, it's really important that we not get caught up in age stuff so much, because the problem with getting caught up in, with age, we don't know what our expiration date is. Only God knows our expiration date. So we could be 50 and still be young, because we're living until we're 90. We're still kind of young. We got 40 more years to go. But if you're 19 and your expiration date is 21 or 22, you're old. So see, that's why age doesn't matter, because it is really a matter of our expiration date, and we have not been privy to that. That's something that we have no idea when that's going to happen. So let's just focus on just not age, but just living in a good quality life and trying to do the right thing for each other, especially for ourselves, right? And then for each other. And so, all right, guys. So I hope everything is good. I heard my microphone is good. And so YouTube, subscribe. I need to make sure everybody's subscribing to this channel, because we're going to be doing interviews. I want you guys to be able to see the people that I'm interviewing, as well as my belly. No, I'm just thinking, that's all I see right now. Jeez, it's Christmas. I can't get rid of it. But anyway, you know, you guys to be able to see the person that I'm interviewing for the most part and stuff. And so we're going to have a great time. We're going to do this right. And maybe I'll play some drums. You know, we'll get creative, right? We'll have a lot of different things going on. I have a new single that just came out, and that's called Buckled Up. And so it just came out last Friday. And I hope you guys support and check it out. It's Wardell Potts Jr. You can go to any of the downloads and stuff, you know, wherever you know, Apple, you know, Amazon, all those different places, you know. So we just want you to enjoy what we're doing. I have a whole album coming out, and I have some other songs that I really think you're going to really like off the album. But I like to put out a few singles before I actually drop the album. So please, you know, thank you so much for loving and hanging out and supporting what we do here at Solar, what I do. And thank you for blessing me with an amazing career. Guys, let's get back to the music here on Solar Records Radio. This is indie jazz. So I'm going to play an indie artist that you kind of knew. You know this indie artist because she was in the group Chic. Okay, and so she was the lead singers, and that's Alpha Anderson, and she has an amazing story. We interviewed her last year, and what an amazing story, because she always wanted to be a college professor. You know, she wanted to do stuff in schools and work as a you know, principal or something, whatever the case is. So she ended up in the famous group Chic. And so that was her career. But once she kind of slowed down, she went back and finished doing what she was doing and became a principal at a high school. And then she started releasing music again because that's who she is, right? That's in her bones and stuff, like me. We just want to keep doing music and stuff. And so I love this song. I want you to hear this song that she did. It's called, where's the song? The title is Perfectly. So Perfectly is the name of the song, and I love it a lot, and I want you to check it out here on Solar Records Radio. So let's get going, and thank you guys so much for tuning in. Let's go.
We'll be right back.
That is such a beautiful song. That is by Dale Williams, and that is called California Blues. I mean, such a beautiful beautiful song. I'm talking about you could chill, relax, and do your thing, and, you know, maybe romance someone, you know. But I just see getting out and just having a good time, or just being at home and playing, having that kind of music playing in the background. It's awesome. It is so awesome. And that's why we do this show, as a matter of fact, because we always talk about, okay, the most important thing, to me, I get out of this show is, you know, good company, good food, and good music. And we ask to let us be the good music for you guys, to just to bring that to you, because we love the music, and we just want you to be chilled and have a good time as well. And, you know, this is hump day. Right, and so the middle of the week after we get going, all the crazy stuff that goes on in life, it's like, I just need time to just chill out. So listen, I just gotta ask the question. I want you guys to see if y'all can help me out here. So the question is, y'all see my bird, my duck back there, and so that duck, I love that duck. When my friend of mine, he works for a company called Aflac. Y'all know Aflac, back. And so the duck represents Aflac, right? But my friend asked me, so what's the name of the duck? And I don't have a name. I never named the duck. So, hey, y'all, what do y'all think? Y'all got any names, any possibilities? If you do, please help me out. I think I should give him a name, you know. People say the Aflac duck, but that's a company's name. It's not his name. So help me. As you're sitting here listening to this music and hanging out with me, I appreciate it if you can help me. Listen, we're gonna play some more music and stuff. Yesterday I had played an interview that I did with my friend. Lavelle Degree from the Whispers. You know, see the Whispers right there? Right there, yeah. And Lavelle is the tallest guy. And so Lavelle came to my studio, and it was nice because we got to talk about something other than just music. We talked about, you know, situations about, you know, when you're out there, you're busy, you're doing life, you're doing your thing, and you're married or you got a mate, but you're never around. Like, how do you hold on? You know, if you're always on the road and traveling and stuff, you know, how could you that relationship tight and right? You know, and so I had another friend, and we called him the coach. And so the coach said, I would love to talk to Lavelle about that. And so I said, really? Okay, cool. Let's see if we could do that. My monitor is slowly slipping down here. Get it off my stomach a little bit. So so the coach said, yeah, I would love to talk to Lavelle about that. And so Lavelle, you want to do it? He said, yeah, let's do it. So Lavelle came to the studio in Orange County, and we had a good time, and it was just nice seeing him. And so I want you to kind of hear, I just took a little bit from that show so you could kind of hear this talk about holding on and protecting the integrity of a relationship when you're not with that person. Like, how do you hold on to it? Because there was points, Lavelle said to me, I kind of was feeling like I was singled again, you know, because him and his wife are in the music world, and they both travel with separate bands. And so it's kind of crazy. He's with the Whispers, and he's out there with the Whispers, and she's doing it with Bob Marley's son. So they're constantly gone. So take a listen to this conversation that I had with Lavelle on my show called The Love Zone, and we'll be right back.
Okay, yeah, so what I'm going to do is play one more song, and then we're coming on with Lavelle Degree from The Whispers. So here we go, right after this, with Coach Rael Sims and Lavelle Degree from The Whispers. This is great, right after this song. Thank you. For the Love Zone, and I am here with my buddy, the Coach. How have you been, sir?
Oh, good, man. I'm just a little tired.
Yeah, I know the thing. You had the thing with UCLA. How did that go for you?
Yeah, it went really good last week. It was pretty busy. You know, we were there for 4 days talking to the youth and educating them about relationships, about how to be a leader and about leadership. And, you know, so it was really good, man. And I had also had a show before that, too, as well, The Real Talk. So I had to be downtown Los Angeles.
Wow.
you know, and then before, after that, you know, just been doing it, man. And,
oh, yeah.
And then I had to be on air
right.
in London. So
wow.
Monday night. So it's been a real busy week.
Busy time
week.
For you. Yeah. Busy time for you. Well, you know, listen, man, you know, here we are in Orange County in the studio. We've been looking forward to this day with Lavelle from the Whispers. We finally got him here, and we're going to have a wonderful evening just chopping it up with Lavelle.
Yes.
And I'm so happy. Hey, Lavelle, how you doing, my brother?
All right. How you doing, my brothers? All right.
We're glad to have you here. How's things going for you?
Things are going wonderful, man. We just got back from the Bay Area doing a gig up there in Cache Creek Casino with the Pointer Sisters. So life is looking good and got plenty of gigs on the book. So that always is good. As you know, being a musician, that's
right.
All we live for,
that's
the
good.
Next gig. So things are looking wonderful.
All right, man. Well, Lavelle, you know, this is a great time. Coach and I have been really looking forward to having you here, you know, and doing this session with you. And I'm excited just to have you guys do what y'all do and stuff. And so the concept of what you're talking about is so great that I'm excited just to hear, you know, you guys just chop it up about that. And a lot of people need to hear this. That are in relationships similar to yours.
That's true.
You know, rather it's
mm-hmm.
being in music or just being in business itself.
Right.
And, you know, so is there anything before we get going here?
No, just like you said, that's really interesting that, you know, a good thing that I like that Lavelle is here is to show that, you know, when people talk about celebrities, they think, you know, the relationship is something different than theirs. But it's just to let us know that we all have the same similar challenges with the relationship.
Mm.
And one of the challenges of you know, being working hard and doing things, that everybody has the same challenge too
mm-hmm.
as well. So I think that's a good point that you just made.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, listen, I'm going to let you two go ahead on and coach. It's your time to do your thing.
Okay.
Thank you so much, brother.
Very
and Lavelle, I'm going to enjoy listening to this.
Yeah, I feel like I'm under a microscope.
Yeah. All right, guys.
Okay, all right. Well, once again, thanks for coming and having you in the studio here live, everybody. Live. I mean, we're right here. We're looking at each other, you know.
Face to face.
Touch each other, face to face, man. And this is good. Well, actually, it's an honor to me, too, as well, to actually be this close to you, seeing you all the time on television and hearing you and everything. So it means a lot to me, too, as well.
I really appreciate that.
Yeah,
definitely. And, you know, we got a chance to talk earlier part of the week about this particular subject that's coming up, but it was really interesting sitting in the studio earlier talking with you and learning stuff. So this is going to be amazing for me because, I mean, you just gave me a wealth of information just in the 5 or 10 minutes that we were talking outside the studio. So this, I'm excited about this.
Oh, thank you, man. Thank you. So I guess let's talk about the issue that we want to discuss.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's an issue not only with entertainers, as we talked earlier. It's an issue with anybody that deals with separation from their spouse, you know, or their significant other, you know, whether you're in business and you have to travel a lot, or you're an entertainer and you have to travel a lot, or you're a truck driver.
That's right.
And
Absolutely.
You have to be on the road.
Absolutely.
Being away from the person that you love,
that's right,
is always a difficult thing. And
that's
how
right.
to keep yourself, keep the relationship, I should say, hot, or keep it new all the time.
That's right.
Out.
Yeah.
And also keep it where there's no infidelity.
Right.
Is
Absolutely.
A difficult thing
Absolutely.
In itself.
So what we're talking about today is that the two of you work a lot, you and your wife. Mm-hmm. You work a lot, and you're constantly traveling, and you're not spending enough quality time together. And when you do, it feels more like friend type, or what exactly does that feel like?
Well, what I find is that, you know, when we are together,
mm-hmm.
it's a wonderful time because it's quality.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's either quality at times,
mm-hmm.
and then sometimes it is quantity.
Yes.
But then there's other times when there's nothing going on, where
mm-hmm.
she's gone for 5 or 6 months
mm-hmm.
at a time. I mean, away from the house.
Yes.
You know, which most men can't even stand their wives to be away
right.
for 2 or 3 days
Absolutely.
Without going through cardiac arrest. But
yes.
But for me, I think that's the challenging times, because mm-hmm. it's not about you can wind up having a sense of after they're gone for, say, like my wife will leave for a month, mm-hmm. she'll come back for a week, then leave another month, and then come back and maybe gone for another 2 months.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's been times where she's gone for 5 months straight.
Mm-hmm.
Well, in that time, it's not so much about the infidelity aspect mm-hmm. of it, because that's me being as old as I am now.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have time for that. You
right,
know, I don't even
right.
want to leave the house.
Right.
But you wind up start taking on a sense of being a bachelor,
mm-hmm.
you know, because now you're fending for yourself. You're
mm-hmm.
doing everything. And the one thing with a relationship is loving and needing one another.
Mm-hmm.
So when you get to the point where you almost feel like you don't need anybody in your life,
mm-hmm.
to me that's as dangerous as the infidelity aspect
mm-hmm.
of it, because when they come back, you're like, I've been working this all by myself, so
mm-hmm.
really I've almost fell out of love with you,
mm-hmm.
you know? I mean,
mm-hmm.
I still love you, but I'm not as in love with you
mm-hmm.
because I've been by myself so long.
Right.
And how to wind up keeping that
mm-hmm.
kindled
right.
is a real difficult thing.
You know, I'm glad you mentioned the in love and love. There's something that I talk about, the difference between in love and true love. And the in love is something that you experience. You get this altered state of consciousness, this euphoria when you're in love, and this is when all of those chemicals that we were talking about earlier before, when you are in that new stage of the in love,
yeah.
and, you know, everything is going, you're getting your dopamines and your, you know, everything is just stars. That's all
excited,
I see.
Everything.
Just totally excited, you know. And when that is going on, and that dopamine and all that, sometimes, most of the time, actually, in a relationship, that spark will die down. It will die down to a certain part,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
And then we work on true love. And then the true love is a lot better, too, as well. But one thing that I like to talk about when we talk about the difference between the in love and the true love is that when the true love starts to die down, because the in love, you know, it's not that difficult to fall in love. We all fall in love, you know, because that's that beginning stage. That's that infatuation stage of the relationship, you know, when everything is great, nothing's going wrong, you know, and then when that starts to fade somewhat, then we have to deal with that true, real relationship, right? And then that's when things start happening. However, but what I do recommend for couples, when it seems like the true love starts to die somewhat, right? Something that you explained earlier, too, you said when she comes home, it seems like that in love isn't there anymore, that spark isn't there anymore. And that's one of the major keys where we can work at. You
right.
know? And I think that's one of the major problems or challenge that we actually have is bringing back that spark. Now, what I do recommend to bring back that spark is something that may sound a little contradicting with what I usually say about in love and true love. But in your case, we need to get back the in love.
Right.
That's what we really need to get back is the in love. And then you will gradually go back into the true love.
Right.
So let me ask you.
Okay.
The in love stage, the stage when you first met.
Mm-hmm.
How did that start off? What did you guys do when you first met?
Oh, shoot. Well, we used to go places
mm-hmm.
that we both enjoyed, whether it be to Napa or
mm-hmm.
go, you know, because we didn't have to go on these exotic trips. Just being together, doing some things that we mutually cared about,
mm-hmm.
you know, and we enjoyed doing together, like wine tasting or something
mm-hmm.
like that. Those things, we still like to do them, but because of our schedules,
mm-hmm.
it's almost impossible to predict because a gig can come in, you know, at any time. And since she works with, a well-known singer herself as a background singer, she doesn't know when her gigs are going to come in. So it's been hard to get back to those little things that we like to do. You know, like she's back now, so we're like, okay, we're going to run to Napa and spend some time. Oh, nope, I can't do that because now some gig came up for her and some stuff came up for me. So now we won't spend any time doing anything
mm-hmm.
in the next 2 weeks that she's here.
Mm-hmm.
She'll be back on the road again. So it's for me, that's the difficult.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
So you can't, it's hard to build that 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 union again.
Okay.
And you almost have to, I have to look in my mind at it as if this is the better or worse, you know, better for worse kind of situation.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to love that person or remain in love with that person despite what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
I know what she's doing is for the better of us.
Mm-hmm.
And I know what I'm doing is for the better of us. But that's the only thing that keeps it remaining mm-hmm. as a relationship because, you know, I know that she don't want to go out on the road just to be away from me.
Mm-hmm.
That's not
Absolutely.
What it's about. We got to pay bills.
Right.
And she is the kind of woman where she feels like she has to bring something in the house.
Mm-hmm.
But she does enjoy what she does, and she does a great job at it.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm 62 years old now.
Mm-hmm.
And the end of this month, I'll be 63.
Wow. And see, I don't know, you know, you guys can't see him, but he could have fooled me. He looked really good. 62?
Yeah.
Wow.
And,
wow.
And as you probably know, as men, you know, once we mature to a certain level, we look at things totally different.
Absolutely.
And sometimes we had this discussion just recently. I said some money is not all good money.
Mm-hmm.
And so for me, at this point in my life, I want to be able to travel with my significant other. I want to be able to go on the wine tasting.
Mm-hmm.
I want us to take walks on the beach. I want us to just go to a restaurant. We love sushi. Let's
mm-hmm.
just do that. I like her here more than she's on the road now because, you know, 63, you know, you don't know what tomorrow's promised.
That's right.
So
Absolutely.
The quality of my life is her being a part of it.
Mm-hmm.
And without her being a part of it, it seems to diminish some because that's my road dog. That's my
mm-hmm.
best partner. That's my best friend. So in having that friendship, because that's where we started out, and we were always giggling.
We were always going out
and
always
laughing and talking.
Laughing
she's my
and
best
everything.
Buddy, you know.
Right,
so
absolutely.
You know, I mean,
absolutely.
You know, your wife should be your best friend.
That's right,
and
absolutely.
Then, and then that best friend turns into a relationship that's love.
Mm-hmm.
It just makes it all better.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, without my best friend there,
mm-hmm.
you know, I'm grasping at straws of things to do,
yes.
but I've had to work on that and try to find things that keep me busy,
mm-hmm.
but not in trouble.
Right, absolutely.
Which is a thin line because,
absolutely.
You know, as men, we start feeling abandonment and start looking for ways to fulfill those things.
That's right, absolutely.
You can screw up a great relationship
mm-hmm.
based on your mind telling tricks on you.
That's right. Or your body.
Yeah, your body,
you know,
yeah.
So
yeah, that's the big thing.
And it doesn't have to be tricks.
Exactly.
You know,
exactly.
We talk about earlier on, we talk about just the science of relationship, just the science of knowing one's anatomy and knowing one's body. And what you said earlier when you said the need, and we all have a need to belong, as Maslow's laws. We all have a need to bond. You know, and if we're not nurturing that bond, something that came up, one of my theories is the Tarzetto theory, that you have a relationship, but there's always a third entity, and it's called relationship.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so when the two of you come together, you create the third entity, which is the relationship, and you have to nurture the relationship. And if you don't nurture the relationship, see, you're doing fine, she's doing fine, but the relationship isn't doing fine, and we have to be more conscious on the relationship and see what we can do for the relationship.
Right.
Something that I realize when you're dealing with plants. And if you don't plant, you know, give it the right food, give it the right sun, give it the right water.
There it is right there. And so that's the bottom line. Right there. And that's just part of the interview. And it was a long interview. And so, but you see, wouldn't you like to see the guy, LaVell Degree for the Whispers? It'd be nice if he was here and you could see him. So that's why I decided I'm going to set up this YouTube channel and get going and let you guys see these guys when we're interviewing them so that you could, you know, see, you know, sometimes just looking at people and their body language and everything kind of helps, you know, them explain what they're trying to explain to you, right? Explain to us. And so please make sure that you subscribe to the channel so that we could, you know, really, really build this thing up and I could, you know, do what I need to do so that I could be a blessing to both the artists and you guys and myself, all of us, right? So But the bottom line, let me just reiterate what the coach is saying, Lavelle. And thanks, Lavelle, from the Whispers. I appreciate him just – I mean, he drove out to my studio, and it's just really nice of him to do that because it's an hour drive, you know. And so it was very nice of him to do that. And so the bottom line of what he is saying is that the relationship is so important, and it's three different entities. You have you, and you have your mate, and you have the relationship. And so if you look at it like that, because you could be cool, and he could be cool, or she could be cool, whatever, but the relationship could be in a very bad place. And that's how come some people can move on very easily, because they're cool individually, you know, like that. But the relationship's a mess. So it's like, let's just leave the relationship and just go on. You go be happy with you, and I go be happy. And so many people break up because of that. But if you get into a relationship, and especially if you really care about that person, and you pledge to be with them through death to your part, you know, for worse and for better, then can we live up to that? Can we really do that? It's easier said than done. There's a lot of us that have been divorced, a lot of us that have broken up and moved on. And I had done that myself. But the most important thing is that you have two people that feel the same way in terms of the commitment part, right? Okay, so we are committed to make this thing, we're going to do this. And when you make that commitment, you have to make sure you constantly are nurturing the relationship, not you individually, not her individually, not you individually or whatever. You just make sure that you guys are nurturing the relationship, because that's the most important part. So you want to make sure that you're giving that relationship 80% of, you know, what it needs to survive. And you take your little 20% of the time, you go do whatever you need to do, she go do what she needs to do, but 80% of it needs to be right there. You know, so that's 10%, I'm sorry. You do 10% and she get 10%. And, you know, because sometimes it's good to go out, hang out with your buddies, and get away from the relationship. Go hang out with your buddies, and you get the absence makes the heart grow fonder, right? And so, and you get to see, you get to feel like, oh, I miss my girl, or I miss my guy. Where are you? I want to see you. You know, you get, but if you're stuck with them all the time, you never get to do that. So no one's saying do that. He's just basically saying make sure you nurture that relationship. That is the most important part. All right. So anyway, that's what we like. We love talking about love stuff like that here. The love zone is what that's really all about. And that was the coach, Rael Simmons, and Lavelle DeGree from the Whispers on that particular segment. And so we're going to do a lot of different types of conversation pieces here on Solar Records Radio. So subscribe and tell a friend to subscribe. Join us as we try to do the right thing and stuff and play some great music and stuff. And all of it won't be about conversations like that. Some of it will just be, you know, celebrating the sound of Los Angeles Records. You know, some of it will be our cardio show where we work out and trying to get in shape. But this, woo, Lord. But anyway, y'all know how it is. Anyway, I want to wish you guys in the United States all a happy Independence Day. It's coming up beginning next week. I will be in Los Angeles, God willing, next week and see my grandkids and see my friends from Silver Spoon Productions, Leon Silvers, and all the guys that I produced and wrote and, you know, hung out with. We read a lot of songs. So I look forward to hanging out with those guys at Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles. Woo, woo, woo. So, yeah, that's going to be a blast. To all the other, you know, some of you guys celebrate, you know, some of the holidays because some Americans a lot of Americans are in different countries and stuff, and they still celebrate their holidays. So wherever you may be, you know, enjoy the 4th. You know, we're going to have hopefully we're going to have a good time. We're going to be in a resort on the 4th, and we'll be there in the resort for from the 3rd until the 8th. So we're going to try to have a good time, and then we'll be back. So next week, you know, you'll hear from us, but it's going to be in another set. We're going to be, like I said, over in Anaheim by Disneyland. So lots of kitty stuff going on. All right, guys. So how much more time we got left in the show? Looks like we got about another 13 minutes left. And so play a couple more songs. I want to thank y'all for tuning in and hanging out with us today on Solar Records Radio. I really appreciate you guys very, very, very much. And, you know, one of the things I was thinking about, I'm an indie artist, too. And I have a new song that just came out. So how about if I play one of my songs? And I did, is that okay with you guys? My song just came out. And I have a couple of things that, you know, I have friends that want to hear. I've already gotten messages. But I want to play my new single first. So let me do that first, and then I'll play a couple other things. Love you guys, and thank you again for tuning in and hanging out with us here at Solar Records Radio. You are amazing and a blessing. That's what it's trying to come up, amazing and a blessing. All right, guys. Here we go.
Out there in Solar Records Radio land.
Yes, sir. We have been having a good time finishing up here. Had LaVell Degree on. Sharing the stuff.
Nice.
And awesome, my brother. So tomorrow, go back Thursday. You going to be there?
Yes, I will be. It'll be Thursday already, huh?
I know. Time flies.
Man. You know, here's the thing. I was anticipating a two-hour show, but every now and then Wardell like drops, you know, takes 30 minutes away, so I was going to call in. I was working, but I was able to call, and let me call him in around the second hour, a little bit after the second hour. Next thing you know, he's signing off. But it's all good. Great show. I'm going to check out the playback, man. And as usual, you always got a lot of the great jazz and indie and blues artists, and you keep those legacies alive. So, man, keep it up. I appreciate it. Even though it was abbreviated, we cut it short, but it's all good.
Well, thank you, man, for calling in. Much love to you. And we'll catch you tomorrow.
Yeah. Catch you tomorrow on a two-hour show.
Hey, there you go. We'll see. Afternoon, guys.
There you go.
All right, brother. All right, man. Well, God bless.
Thank you, guys.
Man. We'll see you tomorrow. Yes, sir. Cheers. All right, guys. We up and out of here. And I want to thank you again for hanging out. So please make sure you guys subscribe to the channel. I appreciate you very much. Tomorrow, 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Tune in tomorrow, 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Tune in. As I'm trying to figure out all the stuff, as you can see, I'm all over the place here trying to coordinate all this stuff. So, but anyway, this is behind the scenes. You get to see what I'm doing. So, all right. So, anyway, this is another one of my songs, and this is the song that Greg is in love with. So here we go. On Soul Eye Records Radio. Have a blessed evening. See you tomorrow, 3 p.m.
You know, baby, I don't know.